Hello and welcome to the Parenting Tools podcast. My name is Jason.
And my name is Jordan. And welcome back to season four. Boop, 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 boop.
Boop, boop, boop. We took an emergency holiday to Centre Parks.
I've just had a flashback to me getting out of the shower and the hotel fire alarm going off.
Honestly, mate, I loved it.
You've told me about this.
I cried.
This is the podcast where myself and Jason talk about our lives and livelihoods as dads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So if you're a new listener, welcome. Welcome to the pod. Welcome back to the regulars, the old timers, the OGs. The old timers. We've been doing this podcast now for what, a year and a half?
18 months.
Yeah, that's a year and a half.
This is how people talk about their kids.
It is, isn't it? It's 18 months old. And we absolutely love doing this. Have you got a new phone?
No, it's the same phone. I just changed the back.
Nice. You fixed it yourself?
Yeah. Chipped it away.
I just let my...
The last time we met... My phone was smashed to pieces.
Last time I saw your phone, the back was gaffer tape.
Yeah, and I'm such a cheapskate that I thought I'd fix it myself.
What a dad.
Because it was like £160 to get it replaced. I YouTubed it, and if you chip away all the glass, it's literally £6.
Whoa. And you did it yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it took about 4 weeks, but saved £125. What? 24.
Time over money. So why not tell the listeners who are maybe new, why do we do this? Because there are loads of parenting podcasts.
It's a very good question. Why do we do the podcast?
Why?
I think for me, becoming a dad was incredible, but it was also, it's really hard to tell somebody who hasn't got kids what it's like being a parent. Mm. And when you don't have kids, you don't retain that information.
Yeah.
It just disappears. You discard it. Why would you need it? And then when you're becoming a parent, there's so many great things, but there's also so many difficult things. And it's just really helpful when people talk about it.
Yeah.
And I found particularly for me and for us, it was we went through some difficult things, and hearing other people's similar experience really kind of helped us realize that we weren't alone. And then also just get to moan about being tired.
A big old moan.
What about you?
Well, I became that person that just talks about their kids. And I've said before that, you know, having kids, being a dad, is the best thing I've ever done. But at times it can be the hardest.
Yeah.
And to talk about all those things, laugh about the funny things, laugh about the hard stuff too. Mm. Is really enjoyable. So here we are. So yeah, I've got two kiddos, 2 and 4. It's not their names. We're still in the thick of the toddler years. Son started school, which we'll come back onto later. So it's mad, isn't it, how quickly they grow?
Yeah, it's mad. So my daughter's 3. Her name's Noah, and we're staring down the barrel of school. So it'll be school this September, and That doesn't sit right. I am not ready. But yeah.
There we go. But yeah, back. Great to be back. What's been going on then in the last 6 weeks?
I actually can't remember.
You had a bit of a break?
Breakdown? No. So for the regular listeners who know, before Christmas, like I had like horrendous time over Christmas. Mm. Loads of stuff going on. My wife had a miscarriage over Christmas, which was like the last thing to go on. I had some health stuff going on as well. And so we just needed some space. We took an emergency holiday to Centre Parks, which was lovely because it was like, they still had all the Christmas lights up. Mm. And Noah absolutely loved it. It was nice just the three of us to go away. And yeah, like there was this light trail. I haven't told you about this. This is fuming. Like, left the holiday, apart from this one thing. they advertised this, like, light party starting at the beach. Wow. For kids. Amazing.
Sounds incredible.
So we're all, like, packing around the beach. It's rammed, like, really uncomfortable. Especially if you don't like people or tight spaces. It's uncomfortable.
Or sand.
So we're all, like, waiting for this thing to start. And then these, like, this little marching band, just three of them wearing, like, neon stuff. I thought, this is cool. Have a lovely time at the beach, like listen to some music. Bear in mind, we just walked past like the main like light display place. So I thought, well, this is odd. Wait, it's like a 5 minute walk down the road. Mm. So they start and then they just start walking towards the main light display place.
Like a march.
A march, but with about 200 adults and children, where they went off just fine. Everyone's spent like 10 minutes like maneuvering like buggies and prams.
Carnage.
And like all you can hear is like parents going, oh, who thought of this?
Whose idea was this?
Did anyone even test this out? Like everyone was just miserable. And like you couldn't even hear them. And they were gone. We were just following a crowd of people.
Was it raining?
No, thankfully.
Imagine.
But once we got to like the little light walk, everyone was just like walking normally through like this forest, loads of neon lights to music. It was beautiful.
Lovely.
And then there was us, my little daughter, just like so free, like proper going for it, like dancing, just like stops, just like proper rocking out. And like we all just had a little stop and had a little dance.
Oh, that's lovely.
It was amazing. That's like my highlight.
A free spirit.
Yeah. So it was a rough time, but like it just got to the point where everything was just a bit much and we just needed a break, like just time to like reset. And like, we're not like 100% better. Like I'm not like, I haven't solved all the issues, but it was just needed for us. And yeah, it was lovely, lovely time.
Good.
What have you done in the last 6 weeks?
Oh, dear me, I don't know. The last week or the last 2 weeks have been amazing. We've had like loads going on. It was my 8th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. So we had a night away, just us two.
Nice.
Which was really nice, which was really lovely. Had my first ever massage.
Honestly.
Like facing the whole massage.
There's no going back.
Oh, it was so nice. It was really good. And she's like, is this pressure all right? And just like dropped the people's elbow on me. I'm like, yeah. It was great. Really enjoyed it. I'll tell you something that I think is up there with a child-free night, up there with the sleep, is the childless breakfast.
Yeah.
And just having a really slow start to the morning. No one's spilling beans anywhere.
No one's tipping Cocoa Pops on the floor.
No cutlery on the floor. Your coffee is hot when you drink it. It's just, I would say that is the second best thing about a child-free night, is the breakfast.
The second best thing.
Yeah. So
we experienced this together recently, didn't we?
We did indeed. Oh, yeah, we did indeed. You did something. I wish I'll come back to you. I've just had a flashback to me getting out of the shower and the hotel fire alarm going off. With me just there in a towel thinking, please go off. Please stop. Because I do not want to go outside in just a towel.
So we went down to Brighton to film with Tom and Ellie Limebear. Next week's guests. We shared a hotel room.
We did. Which was fun.
It was a premier inn. Felt a little bit more like a travel lodge.
Oof. The feedback has gone in.
We've gone. But breakfast, oh, I love any like hotel, like cooked breakfast. I have a tradition and like, it's, I could eat it right now.
I've never seen anyone do this, by the way.
So croissant, hash brown, egg, bacon.
All in the croissant.
All in. And like, you have to mash the hash brown. You have to crack open, like, not crack open the egg, like spread the yolk around. Oh.
It looked incredible. I don't think I would do it. Because I think if I'm ever in that situation, I don't want to take a risk.
But it's not all you can eat. You just, if you don't like it, you just put it to the side.
Oh, that's true.
I love it though. I could eat it right now.
Really good. It did look good.
But yeah, like, I think, see, for us, like, breakfast time isn't really that hectic usually. Usually it's just me and Noah, because I do the mornings. That's our deal. Em does the evenings. I do the mornings. Breakfast is pretty chill, but I never cook myself like eggs, bacon, and hash brown and croissants.
Yeah, you never do a full English.
Just some cereal.
Yeah.
Or some toast.
Splash of milk. Not too much, though, because they're messy.
I love milk.
No, on my cereal, yeah. Don't give the kids too much cereal. Too much milk, because you're just picking it up.
No, literally today, Noah was just inspecting her Cocoa Pops, and just, I watched as it happened as well, and he just lifted all just everywhere.
Why do they do what they do?
No, but it was also the point where I asked myself, why didn't I intervene? Mm. Like, I saw it happening. Just watched it. It was funny, but...
Also went to Dublin this week. Oh, wait, what day is it? Monday.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Very nice.
Last week, so.
So you've had, without the kids, you had a couple of child-free evenings.
So that was a Christmas present from my in-laws. So we went with my in-laws, Leon's sister, and her husband. Wow. So yeah, the six of us went to Dublin, had a bit of a Ryanair mare.
That's a mouthful.
Ryanair mare.
Did you try some Guinness? Is that,
oh yeah, is that Dublin? I do like a Guinness. I do enjoy a Guinness.
Is that from Dublin?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's where the Guinness factory is. So that was nice. If you're ever considering a city break, definitely recommend Dublin.
We're not sponsored.
Not by the city of Dublin, no.
Although, I'm open to it.
If you want a bigger city than Dublin, I would recommend Triplin. You don't like my Triplin joke?
I didn't get it.
Dublin, Triplin.
Ah, yeah.
And the other thing that's kicked in, bickering. My kids have started to bicker.
Have they?
Oh my word, it's so irritating. It's just really annoying. Like, to the point, everything. To go, oh, that's mine. No, it's mine. No, it's mine. No, it's mine. But like, opinions. So like my son Luca, he's the oldest, he's 4. He'll go, oh, I don't like strawberry yogurts. And Myla, his little sister, will go, I like strawberry yogurts. You go, I don't like strawberry yogurts. I like strawberry. And then you start bickering. So you go, what are you doing?
Just about opinions.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems to be a reflection of like society at the moment.
Yeah. You're wrong. But no, just like, at the minute, they've just started to bicker constantly.
Do you ever set them up for a bicker?
No.
Just offer up?
No. Actually, no, I did recently, yeah. what was it? Myla had one of his, I think she took his bath towel or something. So I just said to him, why don't you take her frozen one? She'll soon give you yours back. And they started to bicker about whose towel was who. Jason, we've had a message from international listeners. And this one has come from Alana in New Zealand. It says, Kia ora, guys. Alana here from New Zealand. I have a wee one-year-old girl and I finally finished binging the whole pod. Don't know how I'll survive being on a weekly listening schedule now. Your pod has really helped those long bedtimes. Keep up the great work. That's from Alana in New Zealand.
Thank you so much for that message. Kia ora.
Kia ora. I love it when the
translates to have life or be healthy.
Be healthy, guys.
I imagine it's like a hello.
I think it's a hello.
Greetings.
Yeah. Have life, guys. It's lovely, though. I love it when the New Zealand listeners get in touch.
Can you do a New Zealand accent?
No.
Was that an attempt?
Yes.
New Zealand? We'll move on. But yeah, if you do have a question or comment or message for us, please do send them over.
Yeah.
At Parenting Tools Pod on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah, get in touch.
And we've started a new little segment.
We've got a new segment.
So this is called Funny Things That Your Kids Have Said This Week.
Yeah, if you've got a snappier title suggestion, please let us
know. Yeah, that was not concise, was it? Anyway, Sarah from Instagram. She's not from Instagram, on Instagram. This is from someone age 6. I really wish that I could retire.
Oh.
Feel that.
Me and you both, brother.
What I find funny is like kids just repeat what they hear.
Yeah.
So how often are they saying that around?
Sarah's come home and just gone, I tell you what. wish I could retire.
Is it tough?
It's like Monday afternoon. So yeah, please do send us the funny things that your kids have said this week. I picked my son up from school and we have his car seat in the front of the car next to me. Bearing in mind he's 4 years old.
Yeah.
So he was quite quiet. And so I just gave him a little tap on the knee and I said, all right. And he went, all right, bruh. Bruh.
What?
4 years old. Why are you saying bruh?
Where's he getting that from?
Not a clue.
School.
Well, this is it. So we've said before, recently, my son started school in September, so he's starting to come out with things that we've not taught him.
Yeah.
Both educationally and socially. And that was one of those ones. I'm like, who's saying bruh?
Four-year-old. What's up, bruh?
What up, bruh? So, yeah, that was something that tickled me recently, being called bruh. But now he keeps saying it. I'm like, stop.
It's funny, though. Stop saying it. That's quite cute.
It's funny the first few times.
Early this week, I can't remember what we were talking about, but me and Em were just chatting, and I think Em just said, like, you know, get the best of both worlds. Common phrase.
Mm.
Side note, my wife comes out with phrases all the time that I just never heard growing up. Like, pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah.
Never heard that before in my life.
No.
So, all of these things, I just find it really funny.
I had to Google that one.
Yeah, all the time. Anyway, she went, oh, just get the best of both worlds. And Noah went, there are two worlds.
Oh, that's sweet.
It was really sweet, but also really funny.
Mm.
Just like, laughing at her incompetence.
No. Read a dictionary now. It's not.
A dictionary. There might be two worlds. Who knows?
Dear mate. Well, parallel universe. There might not even be a moon. No, we're not going there again.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh man, and so I've said it also recently that because my daughter's now 2 and a half, I don't know how old she is, she's 2 and not yet 3. She's now starting to string sentences together.
I mean, that's generally what 2 means.
Yep. And my mum had some guests over, and we were downstairs. I was on my own with the kids for the weekend, taking Luca to football. So I took Myla to her house, to my mum's house, because I thought, I'm not having them both at football. This is going to be insane. And my mum's guests were still there. They hadn't left yet. And so they came downstairs, and they really engaged with the kids quite nicely. And they said to them, they're like, oh, so what are your names? And my son went, I'm Luca. I am 4. This is Myla. She is 2. This is my daddy. He is 32.
That's sweet.
I'm like, you don't need to... I didn't tell him everything. And Myla kind of backed off. She didn't go all shy, but she just kind of backed away, didn't say much, stayed quite close to my mum. Luca the whole time was just chatting away to this couple. And then when they left, I did the whole thing of like, say bye. Luca said bye. Myla, who hadn't said a word, just came out with, bye, Stinky. And in slow motion, my hand, like, do you mean you like cover their mouth? You see it coming.
That's cute, though.
Really cute. But still, like, I don't want to call in people Stinky. So, yeah, they're leaving, all self-conscious. So, yeah, bye, Stinky. I was thinking, you've not said a word. And you come out with bye, Stinky.
I think it's so funny. Like, we're now experiencing, like, the awareness that, like, my daughter hears everything.
Yeah.
And, like, they expose you in front of people, don't they?
Absolutely. I don't know if it's something that's come from me, because we do call each other Stinky. I'm like, yeah, no, you're Stinky. And I'll say, love you, Stinky. And, yeah, bye, Stinky, to this couple we'd never met before. I was mortified.
That's really funny, though.
So we've got a few more funny things that your kids have said this week from listeners.
Not my kids.
Not your kids. So this has come from Sean.
Sian.
Sian. Daddy, remember... this is savage. Daddy, remember when you said you were going to get muscly for holiday? Yeah? Maybe next year.
That one's close to home. It's right for you, Sean.
Too relatable.
Another one from Tosin. So when do I get to meet my husband so I can get to go to shows with him? Age 6.
These 6-year-olds, they're planning ahead. I love that.
That's the one characteristic they're looking for.
Yeah. Just take me out.
Go to shows with me.
Let me retire and take me to a show. When do kids start thinking about stuff like marriage and...
Well, they're like, you see kids like just playing like dolls, don't they? Like, they play mums and dads and...
That's true,
all that sort of stuff. There's an episode of Bluey about it.
Is there?
Talking of Bluey.
And talking of shows.
Oh, yeah. This is what's happened in the last 6 weeks. We went to the live Bluey show, which is like a theatre performance of Bluey.
Trained dogs.
Puppets. like big, massive, like, people-sized puppets.
So not people in the suits?
No, it was...
That's
impressive. Honestly, the whole thing, legitimately, like, was very good. Mm. Like, it was for my nephew's second birthday. I thought, that's great. Get to go to his birth. That's cool. But why do I have to go to a show about Bluey? Honestly, mate, I loved it.
You've told me about this.
I cried. That was it. Like, if you've seen Bluey, like, it gets a little bit emotional, and like, they nailed it on the theatre performance. Like, absolutely a bit. I look over, everyone on the row is like sobbing. Mm. All the parents coming out red-faced. Like, nailed. 40 minutes as well. And like, they kept all the kids entertained.
Is it just a live episode, or is it like a pantomime style?
It's not pantomime style. It's more like theatre. But they have a tiny bit of interaction.
Yeah.
But it was like very high quality. Like, all the music was like really well done. Like, had loads of little props. Like, very impressed.
So what got you crying?
I can't remember. It was something to do. It was like a Bluey storyline of like a sibling reconnecting after years or something. It was deep. It was deep. Like, it was amazing though. But the best moment was my nephew, who was 2. He had this little Bluey like teddy, like, we were on the tram on the way in, and he was just going, tram, tram. Like, he was very excited. He can say other things. He just really loved the tram. So we're on the upper circle of the theatre, which is like the balcony.
Yeah.
Yeah, the balcony. And I was just watching the show, and then Bandit comes out, Bluey's dad, for the first time.
Legend.
And all I see at the peripheries of my vision is this little Bluey teddy bear. It's like flung. Like,
he loved it.
He got so excited, he wanted to give Bingo to Bandit. And like, this kid's got an arm. Like, he launched it. And you could just see the people in front of him like, what was that? But yeah, I looked at his parents, and they were like, yep, that's gone.
Maybe that's where the family reconnecting came from, the storyline. Yeah. Bluey toy.
But if you were at that show in Nottingham and you walked away with a free Bluey, that wasn't part of the show.
Shout out to you. Yeah. Be blessed. Yeah. Pay it forward.
But yeah, absolutely loved it.
Oh, amazing. That's really funny. When do I get to meet my husband so he can take him to shows?
There you go. Highly recommend it.
That's really funny.
Jordan, I don't know if you've had this question yet, but my daughter, who is 3, is very inquisitive.
Mm.
Asks lots of questions. And the question of where do babies come from? Or more specifically, her actual question was, how are babies made?
Oh, gosh.
So she'd already like surmised that they don't just come out of thin air.
Mm.
She understands that babies grow in like mummy's tummies.
Yep.
Like she understands that whole concept. But she's like, how does that happen? And before I could say anything or gather my thoughts, my wife jumped in with
the best.
Honestly. With the mummy seed and the daddy seed make the baby. And then she went, how does the daddy seed get in there?
Oh my.
So my daughter's 3.
I'd have died.
But in this moment, I learned something.
So rubbish.
I learned something, not about how babies are made. Okay. I learned something about how my family's now going to work.
Oh, go on.
And it's that, like, my parents and Em's parents were, like, wouldn't avoid topics like this, but it was always, like, you could tell it was awkward, and you'd never talk about it that much. But Em just went straight in with a special mummy and daddy cuddle.
Ooh.
Which is sounds horrific, but... Like when I think back on it, it's like
sounds horrific.
What I've learned is that we're gonna be an open family. Like just, and I quite like that of like when my daughter's 3, but like when she gets older and she actually asks more questions. No, it's awkward, but just like being a little bit more open with it. Because I would rather her learn it at home than from some kids at school in like a crude way.
Yeah.
So it was just like okay, we're going there, but. And it satisfied the opinion. That was it.
And what did
no
she
more
say?
Questions.
What, so there's no follow up questions no, to mummy and daddy.
That she was like, great, that makes sense.
My word. No, I've not had that
you question. You have that question yet?
No.
I would love to know, for listeners, how you've answered that question.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like, do you just go down, what is it, the bird route delivery?
The stork.
The stork, yeah, the stork yeah. Delivering the babies. Do you go down that route? Do you ask Santa?
I always thought...
Do you pray? Is that it? Like, does God give you the baby? Like, I want to know the answers.
I always thought the stork was stupid, but I was happy to believe in, like, the tooth fairy, the Easter bunny, Santa.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I drew the line at the stork. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but you see the evidence of it as well, especially if you've got siblings.
I mean, the other thing is, babies and storks are real things, so I don't know why, in my mind, that was the most far-fetched of... The bunch.
I want to know where that came from.
Yeah.
Like, who like decides that's a good route to take?
Yeah. Weird. I've got a story for you.
Go on.
So when you're growing up, you kind of, you're always like one up in your friends, aren't you? And you're saying, I don't know, I went to a football match. I've been to a football match. I've been to two. That sort of thing. One day at school, I think I was about year 4. So you're, what, 8 years old? 7, 8?
No idea.
I was between 7 and 9, around that kind of age. And we were talking about how we were born. And I said, oh, I was early, had to be in an incubator. And this other kid was like, oh, I nearly died. And then this other kid just went, he went, well, I came out my mum's bum off.
I'm not sure if that was the intended level up that kid thought it was.
And even at that age, I remember thinking, nah, you shouldn't have said that. And everyone,
rewind.
Everyone's kind of looking at him like, nah, nope, nope, nah.
Firmly found the line.
Yeah. So, yeah, the stalk.
Talk about things that my child said this week that I found funny. So we've introduced the naughty step again.
Have you? Or you brought it back?
So like, Noah's having like trouble like processing her frustration. Like so she'll get frustrated and every now and then like she'll kick or she'll slap. It's only me and Em, no one else. Mm. But like that's an instant naughty step sort of thing. And it's working.
Yeah.
And like she's a bit old now, so she understands the concept, all that sort of stuff. But one day I came in, I must have been from work, and Noah's on the naughty step, and like I was like just out of the room, like watching the timer, and I was like, "What are you on the naughty step for, Noah?" She went, "All sorts of things." You got a list.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah.
Oh. All sorts of,
all sorts of things.
What were they? What were the all sorts?
The main reason is because she hit.
Oh,
but she was
man.
Being like a bit awkward. But
she's funny.
She'd like rationalised it ahead of, yeah, I was out of order.
All sorts of things.
But it's from that thing of like, she just repeats like phrases and stuff that you pick up. And it's really funny when they come out of like a 3-year-old's mouth.
Yeah. Mate, that's hilarious. All sorts of things. What did you do? Yep.
I just laughed. She's glad to turn the naughty step. Because...
Oh my word. So what's your like naughty step tactics? Is it 3 warnings and step?
No. So it's like...
Unless obviously hitting and kicking.
So hitting and kicking is just straight to naughty step. There's nothing else really gets her on the naughty step.
She's not
like misbehaved. So it's just that one area of like... And maybe actually last night we found a new thing that results in the naughty step. Throwing things.
Oh, launch.
She's not at an age where she does it by accident. And she's never really thrown things. But throwing things at people.
Mm.
So.
Missiles.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, two step.
Those two things. Anything else, like, we manage with other things.
Yeah.
But, like, it's a straight away. Like, there's no pre-warnings. It's just, like, she knows if she hits, it's straight to the naughty step.
And how long for?
Just 3 minutes.
Three?
Nice. Yeah, which is a long time, but like she'll sometimes fight it and like try to sprint up the stairs and think it's a game. You know when you've cracked her, when the final time you put her down, she just cries, but she cries for like 10 seconds and then just stops.
Yeah, a little think.
Yeah,
a little think about your actions.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of steps, we've gone up a dad level in our house. Yeah, we have gotten rid of our baby gates.
Have you?
Yeah. So for the first time in, I don't know, 4 years, we are gate free.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, okay. I was a bit worried about her falling down. So we got rid of the one at the bottom of the stairs first and then kept the one at the top so you can fall downstairs. I think the thing that's more of an issue for me is that they're really good for if a burglar gets in the house.
I was literally just about to say that.
Because you can't open. Like, you can't open them.
It's a deterrent.
Literally. I'm just like, right. More so than locking the front door, I'm like, are the stair gates closed? Because if someone gets in, they cannot get up these stairs.
Yeah. Like, so that's the reason why we still have a stair gate. Not just for burglars. Although I do think that every night when I close it. But it's mainly because Noah can now open the front, like, the front and back doors. Like, and she can find the keys, she can put them in and she can open them.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I was a kid, I remember waking up, it was like 4:30 in the morning, but it was light outside and it was a Saturday. I thought, great, it's morning. Got dressed, bolted outside, and we had like a door and a latch.
Mm.
So I couldn't get back in.
My
Went to my friend's house, knocked on the door, and they were like, it's too early, go back. Like,
go home.
So I went back home and I was locked out. And I remember being like 5 or something.
That's amazing. Like, 5?
Yeah.
Dear me.
Like, it was like young enough where like you wouldn't know that's a bad thing to do.
Yeah, or tell the time.
Yeah. So yeah, Stairgate is staying firmly on.
Oh man, they might have to put it back.
But we don't like, when Noah's upstairs by stuff, we don't like close it. It's literally only when we all go to bed.
Yeah.
So it's like a deterrent.
They've got a little lip at the bottom, haven't they? So
yeah.
It's a little bit... Muscle memory's kicking it, and I'm like stepping over this thing that's not there.
I see ours doesn't.
I see ours does.
Free floating.
Cheap one we had.
That was cheap as well.
So there we go. That's a new level of daddom.
Daddom.
Daddom. Parenthood.
Child gates.
Parenthood.
Were all your child gates the same?
No. Different mechanisms.
So I found that every time you go to someone's house and they've got child gates, rarely are they the exact same ones.
Got to keep these thieves on their toes. Once they've figured out one at the bottom. They got to figure out another one at the top. Get the crystal.
Yeah, like, you know how you have like a safe cracker?
Yeah.
Bring the baby gate
guy in.
It's
like an escape room. You're just trapped on the stairs.
I know this model well.
No, they were different, but now they have gone. Thank you so much for listening to the newest episode, newest season of the Parenting Tools podcast. As Jason said before, if you want to get in touch with us, please do at Parenting Tools Pod, and don't forget to get in touch with Funny Things Your Kids Have Said This Week.
Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.